The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 54, The Vanity of the World. Only the grave, saith holy Job, remaineth for me. Job 17:1. Days and years pass away, pleasures, honors, and riches pass away, and what will be the end? Death will come and strip us of all, and we shall be buried in the grave to corrupt and molder into dust, deserted and forgotten by all. Alas, how in the end of our lives will the remembrance of all we have acquired in this world serve for nothing but to increase our anguish and our uncertainty of salvation? O death, O death, never depart before my eyes. O God, do thou enlighten me. Life is cut off as by a weaver, Isaiah 37:12. How many, in the midst of executing their long contemplated designs, are undertaken by death and deprived of all things? With what pain and remorse will the goods of this world be regarded on the bed of death by those whom have been unduly attached to them? To worldlings who are spiritually blind, the goods of the present life appear great, but death will discover what they really are, dust, smoke, and vanity. Before the light of this last lamp, all the dazzling grandeur of the world will vanish and disappear. The greatest fortunes, the highest honors, when considered on the bed of death, will lose all their value and splendor. The shade of death will obscure even crowns and scepters. Grant me, O God, thy holy grace, for this alone is all I desire. I am grieved for having ever despised such a treasure. Jesus, take pity on me. Of what avail, then, will riches be at the hour of death, when nothing will remain for us but a wooden coffin and a winding sheet? Of what avail will be the honors which we have acquired, when no others will remain for us but a funeral procession and a tomb, which will not be able to afford us the least satisfaction if our soul should be lost? And of what avail will the beauty of our body be, when the body itself will become a mass of worms, infect the air with its stench, and excite horror in all who behold it? My dear Redeemer, although I knew that by sinning I should forfeit thy friendship, yet did I sin. But I hope for pardon from thee, who hast died to purchase pardon for me. Oh, that I had never offended thee, my good God! I behold the love which thou hast shown me, and this increase is my grief for having despised thee, and art so good a father. I love thee, O Lord, and will never live without loving thee. Give me perseverance. Mary, my mother, pray to Jesus for me.